Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hey friends, Kate Warman here, and I am so happy to have you today for our summer flashback series answering some of your top dating questions. Here's the thing, y'all send us in questions all of the time, and we do our best to answer as many of them as frequently as we possibly can. But sometimes what happens is that you're asking us questions that we've already covered. So we decided, why not bring up these questions and share with you some bite-sizable content answering them for a reminder, further clarity, something really, really easy that you can listen to quickly. Not only that, but some of you guys here are newer to our community. And if that's you, hey, welcome. So happy you're here. We're just getting started. We get so many new people each and every week in our Heart of Dating community, and we love it. So for you newcomers, this summer flashback series will be a perfect start for you. We hope you enjoy this summer flashback series where we've taken key nuggets from previous interviews with incredible guests and are bringing it to you in a bite-sizable, shareable way. So be sure to share the series with a friend or two, because you know they probably also have these questions. You guys can easily listen to it on a short drive or getting ready. So many different things. It's going to be perfect and easy to listen to. So let's do it. So our series continues today with an interview from Ryan and Selena Frederick answering the question, how can I tell if someone is really a Christian? This seems to be one of your biggest frustrations that I hear over and over and over. He or she likes me and claims to be a Christian, but then they aren't really. I can't tell y'all how I hear that in my inbox over and over and over again. So in this conversation, you're going to discover how to tell if someone truly has the fruits of being a Christian. Also, what about spiritual leadership? What is the deal with that? Let's talk about it today. We want to help you better discern upfront. So I really hope you enjoy this conversation. There's a lot of areas that like faith can affect us in dating, other than like it has to be the foundation. We just got that like really in there. But, you know, sometimes people don't really know, and I get this a lot, but it's sometimes hard to find out if someone is truly a follower of Jesus or just someone who claims to be a believer, right? And so I kind of find that there's a difference in that, because someone can go to church and, you know, walk the walk in some ways, but they may not truly be following Christ, surrendered to his whole will, mind, body, soul, spirit, right? And so how do we kind of go about in dating, testing that? Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you made an important distinction, I think, between a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, and a believer. I think those are essentially, I think at their root, they're two different things, right? Mm-hmm. We use the word Christian, we throw it around, but what a Christian is somebody who follows Christ. It's not just the way you grew up. Right.
Exactly. So, you can check Christian on a box for religious preference. Yes. So many people can, right?
Yes. And Jesus said that even, you know, demons believe in him and shudder, right? Yeah. And so that should be a warning to us. Like, that's, we can say, idea. I believe that Jesus existed. I believe that God is real. I believe that the Bible's true. But you know what? That I think there has to be a fruit.
Well, the aspect of faith and actions and
So James, I mean, if you've read James, it will mess with you, right? Because he's like, faith without works is dead.
Yep.
Is he saying that we have a legalistic faith? No, he's saying if you have a real, genuine faith, then it's going to be inevitable that there's fruit on your tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So we in our culture, Instagram culture, you know, social media, just everyone's highlight reel all the time.
Yep.
The tendency is we want the fruit without the roots, right?
Ooh, so
we want to just staple the fruit onto the branches and say, hey, look at the fruit I got. And what happens is that fruit starts to rot, right? Mm. It eventually just starts to rot. It's not true fruit. It's manufactured.
Mm.
So for a while you can kind of maintain behavior. So if you're in a new relationship, I'll just talk from a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
You're dating this girl and she, you know, you met her somewhere, maybe through a friend, and you know, she's a Christian, but then you see like after 2 or 3 months into it, you realize that she's, you know, doesn't doesn't have the same value set that you have. And yeah. that fruit that you saw at first, where she might have been on her best behavior, this goes both ways, of course. Mm-hmm. You start to see that kind of fall apart because it's not true. It's not true fruit. So the easiest answer to your question is look at the fruit, look at the type of life they're living. And I think there's deep ways to tell. There's also really shallow ways to tell. You kind of look for the deep ways. You know, it's not just, are they rough around the edges, right?
Because you were rough around the edges.
I was pretty rough around the edges.
I
was.
But then I started noticing what was inside.
Yeah.
Through various high school experiences, but
I love
it. Different
thing,
now. Yeah.
Well, and that's so good too, because obviously I never say like, you're never going to marry someone perfect. We're always works in process. But the clear thing is to like, when a moment happens, when brokenness arises or conflict arises, like how does that person respond? I think it's a better indicator than if the conflict happens. It's like how the other person responds. And I'm just using conflict as an example because it shows the humbleness of their heart. It shows their ability to be slow to anger and to listen and to be more selfless in their love, right? I'm not as concerned if the conflict happens or what is underneath that? How does that person handle and how do they seek growth and confess their sins, right? Because I feel like even conflict is in the example. It's like the conflict is going to happen, but how do you handle it? How does, what is the things underneath it? If you see some brokenness in someone else's life, like how are they responding to that?
Yeah. And I think the only thing I might add to that, is just how do they respond over a period of time, even
good.
Because I think, you know, when we're dating and we've got rose colored glasses, we're like, oh yeah, I want to be generous. I want to show this person I'm generous, or I'm thoughtful or whatever. But you know, over time, those things obviously can, your default sort of starts to kick in, right? We maybe lose our thoughtfulness or our intentionality. Hello, marriage. but I would just say, how is the response? Is it waning over time or is it growing over time or is it even sustaining? Like that would be my only, I guess, little addition there.
Yeah, that's good. I love the analogy of fruit. I'm going to use it again.
Yes.
a fruit can look pretty good on the outside and still be rotten on the inside. So yeah, you're totally right. When you squeeze it, what's going to come out, right?
And
that's what the substance of it. And so the trick is with dating, and maybe I'll leave it at this, is that sometimes you don't necessarily see a full squeeze, right?
Yep.
Until you get married.
Yeah.
It's then you are living face to face day to day.
And then you need more of Jesus.
And you squeeze harder.
And then it's more of that sanctification. You're like, bring on the refinement. Here we go.
Exactly.
Okay. So in this too, in the same kind of vein, there's a lot of people that are like, okay, well, spiritual leader. I want a spiritual leader. I want someone, blah, blah, blah. Especially, I think, you know, not just to make it gender specific, but there, we can both be in ways spiritual leaders. But what does that truly look like? How should we be also looking for that? Because that also is like a little bit obviously different than just the basis of if they are a follower of Jesus. But how do we kind of search out and figure out who might be have the characteristics of being a spiritual leader?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Speaking from our relationship, when we were dating and young, Ryan was pretty quiet and shy and reserved when I first met him. And that he's an introverted extrovert, I think maybe. He can be extroverted, but he's very much an introvert on many levels.
Just faking it all the time.
No, he's become way more extroverted and I love it. But when I started seeing him speak up for things and started seeing him step out, especially against what wasn't popular or what wasn't, ideal for, I don't know, the situation we were in, that kind of sent my heart and my mind thinking, wow, he's able to kind of stand up for what he believes in and in a way that is, disarming. He's a very disarming person. And then he could also lovingly, you know, shed light on the correct perspective maybe, or, hey, I know we don't agree on this, but this is kind of where I'm headed. This is where I've been and this is my experience. And how do you see this through that? Like he's able to have a hard conversation with people and he doesn't back down and he's not afraid to do that. And I think for me, that was some of the spiritual leaderness, leader characteristics that I was looking for, but couldn't yet like say or vote. I don't know.
I think if you're looking at dating somebody, right, and you can see obviously their fruit and you see kind of the things they do. But I think it's also about who they are and what, who mm-hmm. they're becoming and the way,
yes.
the way that they are. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the way that they be.
The way that they but, be. We just yeah.
Look at the way they are. So, I mean, yeah. I'm thinking from a father's standpoint, from a husband's standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously every guy will hope, you know, at some point, God willing, get to both of those stages. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I lead my family best when I am being the person that God, not just doing what he's telling me to do, mm-hmm. not just doing and obeying God's word, that's important, but being a disciple of Christ. So
maybe that's what I was seeing was you, I'm just trying to label as the being, because you definitely were being, but right. that showed itself in what you did.
Right. Mm-hmm. So tangibly how that yeah. might look is, you know, so I'm thinking specifically the roles, you know, headship versus, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, in a marriage. So mm-hmm. a husband's role. A biblical role in that sense, in that am I loving my wife with compassion? Am mm-hmm. I showing her compassion? I think that's one of the more compelling ways to lead a family yeah. is with compassion, is identifying and having empathy and walking alongside, but also having emotional maturity to not just always be reactive, but be on the offensive, be proactive with how you love your spouse, how you love your kids. So I think in the dating relationship, I think you can identify pretty quick if a guy, I'm just going to speak to guys, like if a guy's mm-hmm. just kind of glossed over, right? If you just, you can't seem to connect because he's so worried about all these other things and mm-hmm. not really, you know, he's never listening, or he's yeah. not responding engaged, in a way that's yeah. empathetic or mm. very quick to judge or to make conclusions or to be too logical without actually, you know, some of that stuff comes with time.
Yep.
Right. So you can't have too high, you can't expect this guy to be perfectly mature, but you can mm-hmm. see kind of a sense of the Holy Spirit's work in him, I think is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and the surrender to it. And what I always tell people, they're like, I'm looking for a spiritual leader. I'm like, well, not every person you have to date is going to be a pastor. So there's ways yeah. to be a leader, that a spiritual, quote unquote, spiritual leader, that are exactly what you're defining right now, through that empathy, through that compassion, through how you respond to situations, how you're committed to growth. That doesn't just mean like they are the pastor, or they are the leader of the Bible study consistently all the time. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and so that's great if they are, but that it's spiritual leadership doesn't have to just be those things. I kind of, mm-hmm. I'm like, we can all be a spiritual leader in that way without, right. I mean, without being yes. the pastor.
Yes. Yes. Thank God.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That is it for our summer flashback series today, answering some of your top dating questions. I hope you enjoyed this insight and wisdom. And if you did, don't forget to share it with a friend or two. By the way, we'd love to share with you that if you want further dating insights, we've put together an incredible free resource for you. The 7 resources that change the dating game will help you with further clarity and insight and wisdom as you continue to be guided along in this journey of dating. You can access it for free by visiting heartofdating.com/7resources. Love y'all. See you next week.